237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here to help you to think positive about springtime and get out in the yard, get some work done. I know a lot of you are beginning to see some changes in your plants. Your forsythia is budding up. Your magnolias are budding up. And that's a sign for you to get out there. I know you've been delayed with the cold weather, and it's really made it a little difficult for all of us to get out there and do what we wanted. So what I thought I would do this morning is to give you another ray of hope. I've invited Melissa Myers from the Milloganite Company to talk to you about springtime and Milloganite fertilizer and to get you motivated in planting and start thinking positive. We've been, you know, down in the dumps with the weather. Now's the time to snap out of it and get in the yard. Melissa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, and you're right. We all need to be snapped out of the weary winter mood we've been in, the winter that seems to never let go. So it is time to think green and think gardening and look for any signs of life out there in the landscape.
Well, you have a great fertilizer. This Milloganite is a product that I've been using myself since 1968. It's a great product for planting new shrubs. It's a great fertilizer for the lawn that you can use in the middle of summer when it's hot and dry without it burning the lawn. It's all organic. It's all natural. And it does one other thing that I tell people. It's not on the bag, but I'll tell you, it works. It will keep deer out of your yard.
You bet. Gardeners across the country are always relaying that to me, that they've used that and it helps keep the animals away. And there is some research that backs it. It's just not on the label. So like you said, we can relate those stories, but not necessarily recommend it. But as your bulbs are peeking through the ground, if they need a little nutrient boost, Milloganite's a good option. Sprinkle it on the soil around the bulbs. Low nitrogen, slow, steady to promote growth, won't interfere with bloom, and it might help keep some of those hungry critters away or at least chase them into that neighbor's yard that you don't really like. So it's a great way to use that as well. You mentioned, you know, the winter has been tough all across the country, and a lot of plants have struggled. You know, I'm seeing browning on evergreens. You know, we're kind of waiting for spring to come to see how any of the plants were impacted. And we don't really want to put a high nitrogen, quick release fertilizer on stressed plants. We don't want to promote a lot of top growth. What we want to do is promote slow, steady growth. So as you mentioned before, Milloganite's great for not only new plantings, but also plants that are struggling and stressed. That way you get low nitrogen, slow release, little bits over a long period of time. So you promote, help the plants recover versus promoting growth that's going to add to the stress on the plants. And overdoing anything, including fertilizer, is not a good idea. So, you know, patience. I was talking to a group of gardeners yesterday, and I said the most important thing we can do this year is just be patient. And boy, everybody kind of rolled their eyes like, we don't want to be patient. We're ready for spring now. But, and I think we are. I know I am. But this is just another one of the good tools we can use to really help get our landscape back into shape after this long, tough winter.
Yeah, it's been absolutely crazy. I was watching the news last week, and the Minnesota Twins were 2 days away from opening the season, and they got a foot of snow, and they had to rely on volunteers to come in to help them clean the stadium so that they could play baseball. So, you know, it's all over the country that the weather is crazy.
It certainly is, and that's another good reminder that the calendar isn't our guide. It's really the weather that should really guide what we do and how we manage our landscapes. But you mentioned, you know, starting to see some buds swell. You know, some of the early bulbs are peeking through even here in Wisconsin where I'm based. And, you know, you'd think we'd never see it's gold where everybody's running like, oh, there's some squills in bloom or the winter aconites are up and, you know, that little bit of color, which reminds me of, make note, if you don't have minor bulbs early bloom in your garden, make a note to add some next fall. You know, use every season to evaluate your garden and make notes so that when fall comes, you know, we get so busy with closing out our garden, maybe adding our traditional favorites, maybe extend the bloom time with some of those minor bulbs that really give you that burst of color when we're just dying to see any signs of life.
Yeah, and they're inexpensive too. So, I mean, it's not like the cost of a daffodil or a tulip. You're talking just a few pennies per bulb. They're long lasting. A lot of them are not eaten by rodents. And as you said, you need a sign early in the year. And I'll tell you one thing that I've done. My neighbors think I'm crazy. And so does my wife, but it works. Right near the exhaust for my dryer, I planted a bunch of early minor bulbs, like you're talking about, and that dryer goes on just about every day, so the soil really doesn't freeze deep, and it faces south. And I have crocuses in bloom and snowdrops and scillas in bloom earlier than any place else in the yard or in the entire neighborhood. And they keep saying, how come you've got color in the corner? Oh, that's my dryer.
Well, and you bring up a good point about microclimates, whether they happen because of natural features or man-made features, you know, finding those places, those corners in your landscape that maybe allow you to overwinter things that aren't hardy or beef up or speed up that spring bloom. That's a great way to take advantage of sometimes what can be challenging, that dryer vent, you know, bringing things in and out of dormancy, but you found a good solution to make it work for you. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, it's and as you were stating earlier, that time of the year, especially after a winter like we've had with a lot of snow, the animals are all over the place, and the shrubbery is beginning to wake up. A good shot of Milagonite fertilizer right now would go a long ways. And the thing that I like about Milagonite, it's all organic, it's all natural, it doesn't burn, and as you stated, it's slow, so that it motivates the plant gently and says, you know, it's springtime, wake up, you know. It doesn't say, get out of bed now. It takes that plant and shows you a sign that things are beginning to happen. It's a great fertilizer when you're planting, too. So if you're putting in a new shrub or a tree, a little bit of Milagonite in the hole with some compost or animal manure is wonderful to get those roots started.
Yeah, and a friend of mine was saying what he does, I like to do a lot of vertical mulching, so your perennial bed maybe is not looking great, not worth starting over, but needs a boost, you know, spreading some compost over the soil surface and then taking an auger bit on your cordless drill and then, you know, spreading that Milagonite and then drilling some of that compost and malorganite into the garden helps aerate the soil, move that compost and that malorganite down into the soil near the plant roots. And so you're doing a couple of great things. The compost is excellent. The malorganite will work down on its own. But using that auger bit aerates the soil and gets that compost by the root system. And it kind of speeds up that renovation of the perennial garden. So if it doesn't need a total renovation but needs a little bit of help to get it going this year to improve the overall looks, that's a good way that I've had great success in talking to other gardeners have done it and found good ways of really improving the overall appearance of your perennial garden.
Now, what size auger and how deep do you go with the auger when you're blending everything in?
You know, I usually try to find one of the auger bits that are used for bulb planting. So usually a couple, you can go anywhere, depending on how dense your garden is, anywhere from like an inch to an inch and a half. And, you know, I've seen people do larger, 2-inch, if you've got big voids. You know, if your plants are kind of still a little bit close, you know, an inch is a good diameter, up to 2 inches at the most, but an inch, inch and a half. And that'll just aerate the soil, won't damage the roots too much. You know, it'll just break up a few roots, but that'll encourage new root growth. That'll give you better soil, better drainage, and it'll really help. And if for sandy soils, it'll improve the water holding ability. So it's a great way to improve the soil and the growing conditions in that planting.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about malorganite and what it does to the lawn. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.97.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.44.77, $6.72.38 for a half ounce, or $3.36.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.44.77, $6.72.38, and $3.36.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Melissa Myers from the Milloganite Company. And before we talk about the lawnmower listener, can you tell our listeners about your website where they could go to get more information and learn more about you?
Well, for me, it's MelindaMyers.com. Excuse me, not a creative name, but a great way. I've got lots of audio and video tapes and tips and frequently asked questions and photos and things just like you, trying to inspire people to get us all excited and growing in the garden and have fun and be successful. Also on Milloganite.com, there's some videos I've worked with them to do, show you how to use the product and apply it on trees and shrubs and vegetables. But MelindaMyers.com my website where we have lots of information. And if there's something missing that you need to know, let me know and we'll try to work it in the near future.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, tell us about Milloganite for the lawn.
You know, a couple of really exciting things. As you mentioned, it's low nitrogen and slow release. So what's great about it is it doesn't push lots of top growth on the lawn. You know, we get to mow the lawn enough. We don't need to help it along so that it grows faster upwards. It helps it spread and fill in so we get a denser lawn. Also, because it's low nitrogen and slow release, it won't burn the lawn. If, let's say, you do your late spring fertilization, you know, for most northern gardeners, we usually like to fertilize around Memorial Day, Labor Day, and sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving. So if you're doing that late May fertilization and we get a hot, dry summer, that Milloganite's just going to sit there and do nothing until the moisture returns and the weather conditions are right for the grass to grow. That's great. The other thing research found about Milloganite that I'm excited about is when the microorganisms break down that Milloganite to release the nutrients, it also releases some of the phosphorus and some of the potassium bound to the soil. And a lot of us have excessive, high to excessive levels of those two nutrients, but they're tied up in the soil and the plants can't get them. So the good news is that phosphorus promotes rooting and the potassium hardiness and disease resistance, so you're getting a little added benefit. And so those are some of the nice things. Plus, with slow, steady growth, by not having that lush, succulent growth, you're also encouraging more drought-tolerant plant growth, whether it's your lawn or in your garden, because those plants aren't going to be as thirsty. They don't need as much moisture to support them as those plants are really being pushed to grow fast.
Yeah, one of the other things that I think our listeners would be interested in is Milagnite is the first organic fertilizer developed for the lawn, shrubs, and trees in this country. So,
yeah.
You know, your company is a pioneer that's helped to eliminate some of the uses of chemicals around our property.
You bet. As you know, leaving clippings on the lawn helps improve your lawn health and reduce weeds. One fertilization really makes a difference. Milorganite's been around for over 87 years, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And they're still looking for eco-friendly innovations. In fact, just recently, in the last few years, they started pumping methane from nearby landfills to the factory to use that for kiln drying those microorganisms that help make up the Milorganite. So really reducing the use of fossil fuels in the process of making Milorganite. So they're always, so Milorganite's always looking for ways to be even better to the environment and make it better for gardeners so we can feel good about doing the right thing in our lawn or gardens as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really, really unique about this fertilizer is it's being, the company is owned by the city of Milwaukee. And they've done a fantastic job on producing this product, cleaning the environment of a lot of waste matter, and turning it into fertilizer, where most cities, they just dump it into the landfill. But the city of Milwaukee has done their people and the people in the state a big service by cleaning up the environment, changing it into fertilizer, and helping you to have a better lawn.
You bet. And really promoting things like rain barrels and rain gardens, because they truly get that, you know, we understand that it's all part of the big process, as you mentioned. Every little bit we do to be kind to the environment benefits in big ways.
Melissa, thank you so much. Boy, that half hour went by like a minute.
I thank you for
joining us. We hope to get you back on soon, and that way you can tell us a little bit more about the product. But go to your local nursery. They carry the product, and it's something that you can use when you're planting trees, shrubs, flowers, your lawn, everything.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're always trying to tell you about new products, how they work, and we hope that you're enjoying what we're trying to do, is to let you know what's out there so that when you do get to the garden center, the nursery, you know, sometimes you just see a whole wall of products and you just don't know what to do. So we're trying to educate you and tell you about these products so it will make your choices a lot easier. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Walt from New Hampshire with a question about tomato seeds.
Walt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, we love your show.
Thank you.
And the question I have is about hybrid tomato seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, I grew hybrid tomatoes, and I saved some of the seeds. Now, can I plant those seeds for plants this year?
You can plant them, but you're not going to get the same thing.
You're not going to get the same thing. Okay.
No, because, see, what they've done is they've taken one plant for the characteristics that it produces, and they have pollinated it on a second plant that also has really good traits in it. And the end result is a hybrid.
Okay.
So, okay, it's like...
if you took a horse and a donkey, you'd get a jackass, right?
Right.
So the same thing is going to happen. So the seed that you saved, some of the seeds will be from the mother, some will be from the father. They'll still taste good, but they won't be the same thing that you planted last year.
Okay. Well, then I guess I better throw them away and go buy some then.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for specific, see, the old heirloom seeds, they're okay because they'll come back year after year after year as the same plant.
Yeah,
but if it's a hybrid, it will come back either as the mother or the father.
I see. Okay, then you run a risk of either getting tomatoes or none. Okay. Well, we thank you very much.
I thank you, and good luck to you now.
Okay.
And it's not too late to start tomatoes from seed. A lot of people think, well, you know, we're halfway through April. We're going to be planting them in 4 or 5 weeks. Now is actually the time to stop to plant tomatoes so they don't get stretched and thin-stemmed. So you've got time. You don't have to rush the season, especially the way this year is going. I mean, it's not cooperating very well. So don't get concerned when the weather stables out. Then things will play catch up very, very quickly. But again, if it says F1 hybrid and you save the seed, you'll either get the mother or the father. And it's not that they're not good plants, but they're not going to be the same thing as what you had the previous year. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jen from New Hampshire with a question about hydrangeas.
Jen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your hydrangea?
Good morning, Paul. Geez, I get to talk to you twice in 2 weeks.
Great.
My hydrangea is an Eco Blue, and my husband's aunt, who lives in Norwood, Mass., had bought it for us years ago. I've never had much luck with a lot of flowers, and I know about the not cutting the growth from the previous year, so I've been careful with that. My question is that it's planted on the northwest side of the house, so it doesn't get sun until late in the afternoon, and I'm wondering if it needs to be moved.
Yeah, if you could move it to an area where it's going to get sun all day,
okay,
it will definitely increase the amount of flower buds on it. Now, there's a couple things that you need to know about the blue hydrangea. The time for pruning is when the plant swells the buds and you're actually beginning to see the start of leaves developing on the plant. I'm not saying open, but the buds are breaking open. You're seeing green. That's when you would prune it back to get rid of the dead wood, the damaged wood, or to control the height of the plant. Now, those great big fat buds also have the flower buds on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they bloom on the branches made the previous year. So all the new growth that the plant made last year should be making flower buds.
Right.
Okay? So don't prune it until you're actually seeing signs of the buds swelling, and then you can get rid of the junk and keep only the good stuff. Now, moving it is best moved now while it's still dormant. Rose bushes can be moved now. Most of your trees and shrubs and evergreens can be moved at this time of the year. And hydrangea, I love them dearly, but they drink more water than I do. And what you've got to do is, you know, dig a good size hole If your soil isn't that good, make it bigger. Buy a couple bags of topsoil or potting soil. Add it to that. And then the secret is a product called Soil Moist.
Yes, I use that.
Yeah, and for hydrangea, I'll tell you, if you can put a couple of tablespoons in the hole at the time of planting, I put one right in the bottom, mix it in with that soil and compost, and then as you backfill, take another tablespoon and work it in that soil so that the roots growing horizontally and vertically will get into the soil moist and it won't wilt on those really hot days of July and August. And they will keep the flower in better shape. It'll grow a bigger flower. And then mulch. A little bit of mulch, 2 to 3 inches deep around the plant, helps to cut back on water loss, stress on the plant, less stress, more blossoms. And then, if you want to make it blue, use an acid fertilizer. If you want to make it pink, then you use an alkaline fertilizer. And your local nursery will have 5-pound bags of hydrangea fertilizer for the colored versions.
Oh.
Okay? And one is for pink and one is for blue. And that is the only plant. And I've been gardening for a long, long time, and I have never, ever heard of a plant that you can change the color by controlling the acidity. So the more acid your soil is, the deeper blue it's going to be. And if you put a lot of lime or something like Turf Turbo or Magic Cal around it, then you can turn it pink. So that you could run it blue for 2 or 3 years, and then in the fall and the spring and in the summer, add a little bit of Magic Cal or Turf Turbo. You'll make the soil sweet, and the color will change from blue to pink. And you'll have the neighbors going out of their mind how you did that.
Right. Now that you mention that Turf Turbo, I spoke to you last week about using that for the moss in my perennial bed.
Right.
And I found out that it can't be sold in the state of New Hampshire.
Yep. I just found that out. I know they were having some problems with the registration of it. So what you want to use is Jonathan Green. They have something called Magic Cal, which is very, very similar to the Turf Turbo.
Okay.
And it covers the same area, same size bag, just from two different companies.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, because I still have to do that. Well, thank you again for your help.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Same to you, Paul.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. You know, if you like moss, and I know a lot of you do, there is a company called Moss Acres, and they're in Pennsylvania. And you can buy from them moss either in strips or in like a milkshake that you would spray on the ground and on stone walls, walkways, and it will make moss grow. And they've got a great website. The website is mossacres.com, and I'll give you their phone number. It's 866-GET-MOSS. 866-GETMOSS. But it's a unique company. They sell several different varieties of moss. And if you live on a shaded lot nothing will grow, and you'd like to get some green, you can buy these sheets of moss that you can plant, and they'll spread, or they have moss milkshakes and all kinds of things that will grow moss. So let's say, for example, you've got a big oak, and the grass won't grow under it, no matter what you do, because the roots are right close to the surface. The big maple, the same thing. You put down an inch of fresh soil. You put down this moss milkshake or the sheets of moss, and you can create a beautiful garden, sticking a few rocks here and there, a statuary, piece of statuary, and you keep it wet, and it will grow beautiful moss, different colors, different textures, different shapes. But check it out, mossacres.com, and the phone number 866-GETMOSS. Try it out and check out the website. You'll be amazed. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod with a question about strawberries.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your strawberries?
Well, good morning, Paul. And thank you so much for the rays of hope you give us. So I have two questions. Is this okay to ask two questions?
Yep. Tell you what we'll do. Why don't you hold on a second?
Sure.
We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll go right back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low-nitrogen, slow-release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low-nitrogen, slow-release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking gardening this morning. We're going to go back to our previous caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about cutting back the perennial bushes like roses and hydrangea, butterfly, and the Rose of Sharon bushes.
Okay.
Is this the time? So you've been saying, everyone says it's a lot colder now than it should be. So is it too early to cut back on all those bushes?
No, it is not. Because I think what's going to happen is all of a sudden this weather's going to break, and you're going to have so many things to do that you won't get around to getting everything done. And the cold weather is not going to be that cold that it's going to hurt where you have done that pruning. So plants like Rose of Sharon, if you want to control the height or make them a lot thicker and fuller,
yes,
and being able to produce more blooms, do that. The only thing that I don't want to have you prune yet are your hydrangea.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to wait until the blue or the pink are the ones I'm talking about now. The blue or the pink hydrangea, you want to wait until the buds swell and you can see foliage. On all the other varieties, the Annabelle, the Pinky Winky, and all of the fancy ones that are either pink with red spots or red and white, there's the so many new hybrids, those can be pruned at this time of the year. So the rounded blossom hydrangea wait until you start to see green growth.
Mine are cone-shaped. They're more white.
Yeah, so cone-shaped hydrangeas are called paniculata grandiflora hybrids. And all of your paniculata grandiflora, which are the cone shape, can be pruned right now.
Uh-huh.
And what's going to happen is this. If you prune it back heavy, you're going to have more flowers, but they're going to be smaller.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have a lot of new growth. Next year, you'll have a ton of flowers, and they'll be larger in size.
Uh-huh.
If you don't prune them, you'll have bigger flowers, but not as many. So until a plant really gets mature, has been in the ground like 10 years, I like to prune my cone-shaped hydrangea every single season just to make them thicker, to make them fuller. And the other thing that it does is it allows the individual stems of your plant to become thicker. So that way, if you get a heavy, wet snow, there's less of a chance of the main stem or the branches breaking with the weight of the snow.
Well, that makes sense. Do I have time to ask you a question about strawberries?
You have time for one more, yes.
Okay, one more. So you say it's good to rotate your crops, and I don't have room to rotate my strawberries, and I'm getting a new batch in of strawberries, and I wanted to plant them in the same. I have to plant them in the same area. Is that going to be problematic?
No, I mean it's as long as you prepare the soil properly before planting, you'll be in good shape. So buy some compost.
Okay.
If you can get animal manure, you can put that on it. If you live near the ocean, get some seaweed and blend in all of those soil conditioners.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
And then
perfect.
Once you've planted, what you want to do is you want to feed them with a fertilizer that contains trace elements, mycorrhiza, beneficial fungi, beneficial bacteria, and you get a company like Dr. Earth.
Yes.
They have all of those ingredients in it, and they will help to replenish the ground.
Perfect.
And then if you want to give them a boost,
yes,
put some straw between the rows.
Uh-huh.
It will eliminate weeds. Uh-huh. It will prevent the ground from drying out as quickly during the heat of summer.
Uh-huh.
And it will help your berries to become larger.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. This is perfect.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.